28 Days of Conscious Intuitive Living by Jennifer Burkhart. Introduction. Intuition is the art of listening with the entire body. There is a collective energy system that is tuned into everything within the body and around the body. This includes the environment and everything one could possibly conceive. It is everything we interact with and come in contact with, permeating in our entire existence, everywhere and everywhen. Our collective energy is our body and everything that makes up our body, our thoughts, where we live, our home, our furniture, our living space, our work, our garage, our everything. We are a part of all of it, and it is a part of all of us. We are also part of a larger collective energy system that is composed of the places we visit, the hotels we may stay at, the groups we belong to, the neighborhoods where we live, the streets we drive, the company we work for, the university we attend, the parks we frequent, and the restaurants we patron. Collective energy is everything within and around us in a micro and macrocosm of our universe that we call our home. We are part of everything that we encounter, from the person we sit next to on the airplane to the words in a book we just finished reading. It is all perfectly designed according to our beliefs and ideas about life. Everything that comes into our field is because we have organically brought it into our existence through our thoughts, beliefs, and ideas about life, and quite possibly the energy of what we are very good at drawing to us, as well as the energy of the things that are not so great that we are drawing in. It is easy to acknowledge and appreciate the good things that happen and come to us. For example, the extra money, the job promotion, the A on an exam, or something that we simply just did well. It is often more difficult to recognize our faults and the things that have failed. The startup company that bottomed out, the new employee just hired that isn't working out, the grades at school and the subjects that were difficult, the torn ligament in your knee, and the multitude of possibilities that could happen. These perceived failures are actually the diamonds in our trauma, in our existence, that are calling for our attention to help us heal. They are there to move us into a new level of awareness that doesn't live in the same frequency of failure any longer. It is as though we have switched over from a place of looking at the mountain from one angle to having an entirely new perspective that no longer has the mountain in the picture. It's not that we have moved the mountain. It is that our perspective has changed so much that the mountain does not even exist, which is exactly what intuitive living asks us to become. It senses and tunes into everything around us, within us, and all the possibilities available to us. It is a way of life that is very freeing from the ways that we have been taught. Many of us were taught to think through everything and to make wise choices coming from a place of reason and carefully calculated thoughts. This way of living is most closely related to test taking, as if we were taking a test every day of our life. There is a way that works, and there is a way of failure. And when you fail, it can be very debilitating. Intuitive living takes all of the failure out of the equation. It is a very organic way of living. It considers the parts and the sum, and even after careful consideration, still can run a different course of action based on intuition. It is a way of living in the world that requires sensation in living in your body. An intuitive feels every sensation going on within and around her and is able to decipher at a moment's notice and without thought the right path to follow. The intuitive feels and allows every thought and action to come through the heart. The intuitive is not trying to control, get rid of, or solve the problem. Rather, he is allowing the unpleasantries to cycle along, knowing that as they do, she will organically know, resolve, and release negativities, and in so doing will be guided and directed to the most optimal solution for the good of all. It may look very unfamiliar and feel very uneasy at first, But the more you live the intuitive way of being, the more you find how much more efficient and effective this process becomes. Life gets done organically, peacefully, and effectively in a joyful manner. Arguments become non-existent, doubts melt away, and insecurity no longer exists. Intuitive living is a way of living in unison with yourself and your environment and your spirit. It is a triad of harmonious living. It is very rewarding. If you are beginning to think that this sounds too fluffy and that this doesn't work for real businesses and real companies, think again. In fact, the companies that will thrive in the upcoming generations are the ones that will be combining a structure of tradition with a firm foundation in the organic flow of the intuitive way of living in order to provide for flexibility and promised growth. Combining these two ways, essentially the balance of the masculine and feminine energies, will be vital for structures of every type to thrive in an ever-shifting world. Older ways that are based on a foundation of unchanging grandfatherly traditions will eventually be non-existent. In order for any element to thrive, individuals or entities such as restaurants and companies or schools, we are going to have to embrace an organic way of living that is based from the heart of the intuitive. In order to make real and lasting changes, the organic energy of the intuitive will be joyful, ever-present, sensitive, and tuned into the life of the self and the universal surroundings, which make the most of growth and success in life. Intuitive is flowing and naturally moving energy that is effortlessly always leading the way to least effort and abundant growth and opportunity for natural expansion and satisfaction. Consider the individual. Even when we are sitting, our hearts are beating, our blood is pumping, our lungs are expanding and contracting, and the hairs on our skin receives input from the air around us, the clothes we wear, and the things we may brush up against. Consider structures. Even when a building is not being used, it is still moving into expansion and contraction with the ever-expanding, changing temperatures of the outside and the climate control that comes from the heating and cooling systems. Then there is the flow of water through the pumps and piping systems for the faucets and toileting and drainage. Lastly, the constant energy flow for lights, power outlets, and alarm systems are constantly moving and in a flow of ready and available energy. Intuitive living is the same as these examples. When you are living intuitively, you are living in a sense of confidence that is uncalculated and based on the law of the ever-expanding universe. It is an auspicious way of knowing without needing to explain why. It just is, because it cannot be anything but a connected and abundantly easy way of living. In the next 4 weeks, you will be learning how to build your intuitive muscle within your own state of being, your heart. The goal is for you to become so confident with your intuition that you will not hesitate to make decisions in life that will organically route you on route F instead of the anticipated route A or B. It will bring such vigor and lasting joy to yourself that you will be seen by others as not only powerful in that which you already are, and you have an additional force behind you that helps you make decisions for the greatest good of all involved. You will find this to be a much easier path to be on than if you were solely aware through pure mental thought itself. This practice will take you to a more confident and joyful way of living in almost any part of life. From professionals to athletes, students, mothers, fathers, children, and more, it will help you see the benefits to a heart-full way of living that is without failure and full of life and living. Let's get started. Here is what to expect in the weeks to come. Week 1 is the art of listening. Here you will be learning how to tune in with the sensations of our entire body. We will focus on embodied listening. We will understand what it means to be fully engaged, being tuned into all the senses of the body, including our sixth sense. We will enhance our ability to be and do at the same time. Week 2 is the art of cleansing. Cleansing the thoughts of the body in a methodical way in order to enhance the flow of intuitive energy in and around the body. In this week, we will methodically work through several of the energy areas of the body and be given a simple and practical way to resolve and release for ourselves and our entire lineage over and over again. We will see the connections of our own being and what we are bringing into the world. We will be able to realize our part in the ability to shift our own perceptions and co-create with something greater than ourselves through this daily practice. In week 3 is the art of cleansing and organizing. We will be cleansing the physical in structure and function in order to facilitate the opportunity for the intuitive to thrive in any situation and create opportunity for the intuitive life. In this week, we will begin to cleanse the world around us. Our physical realm is an important element to the intuitive way of being. Everything holds energy. We will learn how to look at our things as an extension of ourselves and how to eliminate that which we no longer need in order to resolve and release the world from anything that is keeping us from remaining as a conscious and intuitive being. In week 4, the art of living as a conscious and intuitive being. This is the week that we are merging with our authentic self, which is connected, creative, awakened, imaginative, always learning, and joyfully fulfilled. In this week, we will merge our authentic self with the conscious and intuitive way of living. Each day, we'll focus on living authentically from the heart and merging all the lessons over the last 3 weeks in order to practice being conscious and intuitive on a daily basis. Lastly, this is how you will need to prepare for the next several weeks. In order to prepare for the coming weeks and the other weeks to come, I would like to convey the importance of setting aside 20 minutes a day in the morning to listen to or read these lessons. Having the time set aside for you is very important. It's a very important component to the next 28 days. It will help bring your full attention to your life and tune into the importance of you. Please do what you need to do in order to attend to your needs in a way that will allow full 20 minutes every day. Maybe it looks like setting the alarm 20 minutes earlier in the morning. Maybe we need to prepare our breakfast, lunch, items the night before if we should usually do this in the morning. Maybe we need to pick out our clothes, pack all of our bags, and set aside what we need to bring to our work, school places, or outside environments so that we are not wasting our time looking for these items the next day. Small actions that are taken the night before will give you free time in the morning in order to accommodate for this important transition. This is a fundamental component of this course. Another thing you will need to do in order to prepare yourself for the coming days ahead is to have a small journal that you can carry with you almost anywhere. I have a 5x7 simple notebook that I carry in my purse, to meetings, stores, in my car, and everywhere. It is that important to me. This journal will serve as your go-to to keep you in tune and tapped into the importance of you. Meaning, you will write down your mantra, your to-do list for the day, the things you recognize about yourself and your world, and any intuitive hits that come into your life. Anything that is shifting, and then anything that you recognize as part of you becoming more of you. In other words, all the gratitude in your life that is becoming more and more abundant will go here. It is the place that you will keep track of your sensations and any inspiration or resolutions or triggers that happen throughout the next 28 days. This is your record and your prized possession of your life, and it does not need to look special, but it is simply the best thing that you can do. You are honoring yourself in this journal, making sure that you show yourself how many amazing things, amazing accomplishments, and how amazingly connected you are. Next, make a folder in your mail. Use this folder to store all of the emails you will be sent. This is a great way to keep them organized and accessible in case you need to go back to or want to do the entire program over and over again. Maybe mark the folder as 28 days. In addition, look for and join the Facebook page. Here you will find all of the mantras to be connected to the past and future participants and be able to ask questions or bring up synchronicities and amazing stories yourself. Lastly, and most importantly, pick a spot that is your gathering place to go for all of these daily lessons. This may be a favorite chair, the same walking route every day at the same time, a yoga mat, a blanket, or a pillow, or maybe it's coffee and a table before anyone gets up. The point is that it is ritual. It is your place that will contain the amazing energy that you will be bringing into the next 28 days. Our furniture, places, and items gather our energy and take in the energy of what is being lifted up into higher and higher realms of existence. As you heal, your surroundings heal. As you heal, your stuff around you heals. As you resolve and release, so does everything. It's just physics. If you travel, then have your journal and your ritual planned ahead of time. A cup of tea in the hotel room with a favorite handkerchief spread on the floor, a few stones or a small representation of what inspires you can easily be packed in your suitcase and be the complete representation of your inspired and intuitive self. Or maybe it is simply your iPhone, headphones, and nature outside. The key is planning ahead and making time for this to happen for you. We want to create a sacred space for ourselves wherever we are, because putting ourselves first is the practice of conscious intuitive living. It is the keystone that connects you with your higher intuitive self and the main element that makes this entire practice work. Remember, some of these lessons are shorter and some are longer, but none are too long to get done. The real practice comes throughout the day, which is why a journal and planning ahead is extremely important. Now, create your space, come up with the ideas, and be ready to get started.